Today in the Warren County Radio Bible School, you want to get your Bible and turn to the book of 1 Samuel. And in just a moment, we're going to begin reading in 1 Samuel chapter 3. In our last class, we read together chapters 1 and 2. And now we're getting to the lesson text for the Sunday school lesson we're going to study about the boy Samuel. So you may want to follow along, or if you otherwise just listen. Certainly the way the Bible expresses these stories are the most beautiful way there is to express them. And so I'll be gladly reading these words to you right from the Bible. Now the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And now let's read together from the Old Testament book of 1 Samuel, chapter 3 and verse 1. And the child Samuel ministered unto Jehovah before Eli, and the word of Jehovah was precious in those days. There was no frequent vision. And it came to pass at that time, when Eli was laid down in his place. Now, his eyes had begun to wax dim so that he could not see. And the lamp of God was not yet gone out. And Samuel was laid down to sleep in the temple of Jehovah where the ark of God was. That Jehovah called Samuel, and he said, Here am I. And he ran into Eli and said, Here am I, for thou callest me. And he said, I called thee not, lie down again. And he went to lay down, and Jehovah called yet again, Samuel. And Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, Here am I, for thou callest me. And he answered, I called thee not, my son, lie down again. Now Samuel did not yet know Jehovah, neither was the word of Jehovah yet revealed unto him. And Jehovah called Samuel again the third time, and he arose and went to Eli and said, Here am I, for thou callest me. And Eli perceived that Jehovah had called the child. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, Go, lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, Speak, Jehovah, for thy servant heareth. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. 1 Samuel chapter 3 and verse 10. And Jehovah came and stood and called as at the other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel said, Speak, for thy servant heareth. And Jehovah said unto Samuel, Behold, I will do a thing in Israel, at which both the ears of every one that hear it shall tingle. In that day I will perform against Eli all that I have spoken concerning his house, from the beginning even unto the end. For I have told him that I will judge his house forever for the iniquity which he knew, because his sons did bring a curse upon themselves, and he restrained them not. And therefore I have sworn unto the house of Eli, that the iniquity of Eli's house shall not be expiated with sacrifice nor offerings forever. 1 Samuel 3 and verse 15. And Samuel lay until the morning, and opened the doors of the house of Jehovah. And Samuel feared to show Eli the vision. Then Eli called Samuel and said, Samuel, my son. And he said, Here am I. And he said, What is the thing that Jehovah hath spoken unto thee? I pray thee, hide it not from me. God do so to thee and more also, if thou hide anything from me of all the things that he spake unto thee. And Samuel told him every whit and hid nothing from him. And he said, It is Jehovah. Let him do what seemeth good. 1 Samuel chapter 3 and verse 19. And Samuel grew, and Jehovah was with him, and did let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel, from Dan even to Beersheba, knew that Samuel was established to be a prophet of Jehovah. And Jehovah appeared again in Shiloh. For Jehovah revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of Jehovah. And the word of Jehovah came to Israel. Now that was chapter 4 and verse 1. And since that was the end of the paragraph in the translation I'm reading, I decided to read that verse as long as well. The golden text for this Sunday school lesson is 1 Samuel chapter 3 and verse 9. Speak, Jehovah, thy servant heareth thee. The devotional reading is the 119th Psalm, verses 9 through 16. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. O, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I laid up in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Jehovah, teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the ordinances of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate on thy precepts, and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. We begin this Sunday school lesson with some geographical notes. At the time of this lesson, the temple was in, or the tabernacle was pitched in Shiloh. Now Shiloh was about 25 miles north of Jerusalem. The tabernacle was removed by Joshua from Gilgal to Shiloh. And that's where it is during this lesson. There all the males assembled three times in the year to keep the feast and to worship God, and the women were permitted to attend. Ramathaim Zophim means the double hills of the watchers. It was about 4 miles northwest from Jerusalem and the place of Samuel's father, Elkanah. Now here's some helps and hints for the teachers on the books of Samuel. This lesson is in 1 Samuel. We do not know who wrote the books of Samuel. Samuel probably wrote parts of them. There were the books of Nathan and Gad that we read about in 1 Chronicles 29:29. The books of Samuel may have been compiled from all these writings. And they are called after Samuel because he is the lead character in them. Samuel was the last of the judges. God gave them judges until Samuel the prophet, Acts 13 and verse 20. It's not necessary to know the exact date of every occurrence we read in these books, but the following facts give us an idea of the time of this lesson. It was 480 years from the departure of Israel out of Egypt until the fourth year of the reign of Solomon, 1 Kings 6 and verse 1. David reigned 40 years, Saul 40 years, and Samuel was grown and a prophet when Saul began to reign. And so by subtracting, we can get close to the time. It would be about 400 years or earlier than that when these stories took place, 400 years after the children of Israel had left Egypt. Now, we read about Eli. Eli was the priest and judge at the time of our lesson. He judged Israel 40 years, 1 Samuel 4 and verse 18, and died at the age of 98 years, 1 Samuel 4 and verse 15. When he heard that the Philistines had captured the Ark of God, he fell from his seat by the gate and broke his neck. Eli had many virtues. He was kind to others, as is shown in his treatment of Hannah, and Samuel. He revered God and loved him above his sons and his own interest. But he failed to control his sons, which was a grievous fault, and for which he and Israel greatly suffered. He should have dismissed his sons from their positions when he found that he could not control them. He reproved them, but that was not enough. While he failed on his own sons, he succeeded insofar as he had anything to do with young Samuel. Children have wills of their own and are free agents and can act for themselves, and sometimes in spite of all the advice, training, and warnings of good parents, they go wrong. The story of the covetousness, licentiousness, and wickedness of Eli's sons is told in 1 Samuel chapter 2, and that's what we read. Samuel's sons too became covetous, immoral, and unfaithful to God. The difference between Eli and Samuel, it seems, is this. Eli did not restrain his sons, and Samuel tried to restrain his sons, but failed. All this must be studied in connection with the history of Samuel. Now let's talk about Samuel himself. Samuel was the son of Elkanah and Hannah. His name means ask of God, because God gave him an answer to his mother's prayer. He was born in Ramathaim Zophim. Elkanah, his father, had two wives, Hannah and Peninnah, which was then not a sin, but it was not best. Peninnah had children, but Hannah had none. These wives went with Elkanah to Shiloh to worship God. He gave Peninnah his wife and to her sons and her daughters portions, but unto Hannah he gave a double portion. He loved Hannah. Peninnah sorely provoked Hannah and fretted her because she had no children. Peninnah did this year by year, and she went up to worship God. And Hannah wept and did not eat. At Shiloh, Hannah, in the bitterness of her soul, prayed and wept sorely. She vowed to God that if he would give her a son, she would give him to God all the days of his life. In her distress, Eli thought she was drunken and reproved her. But she explained to him her condition, and he assured her that God would answer her prayer. In due time, Samuel was born. Hannah remained at home with him until he was weaned. Then she took him to Shiloh and gave him as she had vowed to God. At that time, she uttered the prayer of thanksgiving in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. She left the child at Shiloh, and he ministered or served God before under Eli's direction. He wore a linen ephod, made doubtless after the pattern of the one worn by the priest. Every year his mother visited him and carried him a linen robe, which was a garment worn under the ephod. Samuel was attentive to Eli, who was old and half blind. Thus he was developed in true service and prepared for greater usefulness. To Hannah, God gave three other sons and two daughters. We may be sure the condition of Hannah's heart and the religious surroundings of Samuel at home from his birth helped much to make him a deeply pious man. The value and power of religious homes cannot be overestimated. Now let's look at some of the explanatory notes. As Samuel begins, we read that the child Samuel, as 1 Samuel chapter 3 begins, we read that the child Samuel ministered unto Jehovah before Eli. To minister means to serve. And Samuel performed such service in the tabernacle under Eli's direction as he was able, opening the doors and such as that. That the word of Jehovah was precious in those days, and there was no frequent vision. The word precious means rare, and there was no frequent or widespread vision because there was no accredited prophet who could receive them and teach them. We'll continue in our next class.